everyone. It's Friday. You know what that means. It's time for the Friday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway podcast. Returning back in the studio, we have on realty expert Caitlin Soley, and she'll be with us in just a moment right after this.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one. Or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. It's Friday, and that means we have returning the one, the only, Caitlin Soley. Hey, I got a crowd clap button right this time from Wednesday. How are you doing today? Ready for this weekend?
I am. Happy Friday.
I know we're just chatting a little bit here. You're pretty stoked for the annual Cushman Classic tonight.
I am, yeah. So this is actually, I'm excited. The realtors are working the concessions tonight. So come on out, say hi to us. It'll be a fun time.
And if I wasn't helping out at River City Speedway for their season finale tonight, I would be there, but I remember that is always the most amped up, just that rivalry between Central and Red River.
It really is. Yeah, it should be a good time. Hopefully nice weather, looks like it will be. So
very, very cool. Now, you know what's interesting, you know, I guess speaking of trends with the Red River Central rivalry, another trend's going on is all the latest in the home trending scene. I understand you got a bunch of the latest 2023 home trends to go over today.
We do. And we, you know, kind of with the year wrapping up here, we only have a few more months left of 2023. I kind of wanted to go over some of the trends that I saw a lot in homes this year. Some of them might be like crazy, no one would ever do that, and some of them might be things that you might have in your home. So we'll go down the list here. I have 10 different things that I saw in homes this year that were cool and maybe absurd. So the first one is sustainable design choices. So, you know, we're seeing more of environmentally friendly options, anywhere from like countertops. And this is anything that's like naturally made too. So fabric, carpet, everything like that. I think it's been trending, especially on like social media. A lot of people are leaning more towards environmentally friendly options and like cleaners, their house products, everything like that. So we are seeing more of this in homes, even from like electricity and everything, like more solar panel stuff. Like there's a lot that's going on in these homes. So you might be someone who is thinking about building a home and you might want to lean more towards some environmentally friendly options because a lot of buyers out there are looking for that.
I know, kind of on a related note, I know Helgeson was in the studio for last week's show, was kind of talking about how, you know, with the laws from the 70s, how a lot of the homes have moved on from lead-free paints and all
yes.
that, kind of going along with that.
Yep, lead-free paint, a lot of different things that used to be made differently years ago that now no one wants that in their house anymore. I know like radon, for example, is super big. So a lot of homes have like the radon mitigation systems put in there. So just ways to kind of like be more clean, but earth friendly. So consider that when you're looking for your decorations or you're building a home. The next one is paint colors. I know we talk a lot about this, but some trending paint colors in homes. You know, we see a lot of the new construction homes are very bright white, light grays, maybe some black accent colors in there, very like neutral color homes, which is still very popular, but we are seeing more color coming back. A lot of like the muted earthy colors, whether that's like plum, sage green, like a darker gray, navy blues. So you might be someone who is designing their home right now. Neutral colors are still very in, but consider adding like an accent wall, little pop of color in the room, something like that.
Not to put you on the spot, but do you have a personal favorite?
So right now, I really like the pop of like the accent color of like a green, but like a sage green or an olive green. And I know that a lot of people are still doing like very neutral white, light gray colors for their paint choices, but they're adding in like their accent furniture colors or like wall decoration, plants, things like that to kind of get some greenery in their house.
Sounds like it's kind of foresty.
Yeah, a little bit of foresty. I think it fits well with any season as well. So I know my house, so we bought a fixer-upper 2 years ago, and every wall in my house is like a light gray. So my house is very boring in the wintertime because literally all we see is gray all the time. So adding in a little pop of color goes a long way. So, okay, the next one, this kind of goes with paint colors, but it's colored cabinets. In new construction homes or homes that are being remodeled, we're seeing a lot of colored cabinets now. So kind of going away from like the wood look, but more to we see a lot of white cabinets for sure. And then we also see like the navy blue accent color or even kind of that really light sage olive green color on cabinets as well. Another thing that we see a lot is the upper cabinets will be like a white, and then the lower cabinets will be a different color. So kind of two different colors in the house for the kitchen cabinets.
Mixing it up a little bit,
adding a little pop of color in there. Some people love it. Some people do not like it at all, and they
just say, want
like,
one
why
thing.
Would you ever put navy blue cabinets in your kitchen? But it really comes down to like the fixtures, the countertops, kind of blending it all in and making it look nice. So... okay, so next we have, this one is probably a lot of people are not going to agree with, but plaster walls are making a comeback. My house has plaster walls in it. It's an older house built a little bit before 1950. And every wall in my house is plaster, and it is so irritating when you're trying to hang something up. It chips really easily and it's not awesome to work with. But plaster walls are making a comeback. A lot of people are seeing this as a form of art because and so there's two different looks. My house has like the very flat wall looking plaster. There's some that people will actually put like design into the plaster walls, and this is making a comeback. A lot of people are thinking that it's like an artistic form. However, I know drywall is probably everyone's first option.
Sounds like an unexpected fashion trend emerging.
It is, yes. So if your house has plaster walls, maybe keep them instead of changing them out for drywall because they might be making a comeback. Okay, the next one, you might have one of these in your house. It's a listening or a reading room, and this is designated for like a music room, a reading room. I've seen like video game rooms, so I kind of like maybe say like a hobby room, and I'm kind of wondering if this started during the pandemic when everything was closed down and everyone was kind of forced to stay in their house together. I could probably see a lot of parents or roommates not wanting to hear someone's music or their hobby and telling them to like go into a separate room. So that could have been where that emerged from, but we definitely are seeing more of these designated rooms aside from like an office.
Well, it sounds like a great way to have, you know, an escape kind of, you know, you can kind of have your own my time area, you know, like your own like room for your own personal, I don't want to say timeout, but you know, my, like you said, hobby. I think
it's
that's fantastic.
Hobby. Exactly. And I know like growing up, we would do like a bunch of games or puzzles and they'd be out on the kitchen table. But then when it was time to eat, we'd have to clean everything off and take down the puzzle if you weren't finished with it. So this is kind of a good way to, like an adult playroom, like a kid would have all their toys in the room. This could be like the same thing for adults for all their hobbies. So, all right. The next one is natural stone slabs for backsplash. So we're really used to seeing all of like the little tiles for backsplash or maybe like subway tiles. But it is becoming more popular in new construction homes to have like an actual piece of like a granite slab as a backsplash. And it's all one like marbly looking piece. It looks really nice if you're into that. I know some people still really like the texture of the smaller tiles or subway tile, whatever.
I always like to pick the brains of you realty experts. That's a new term for me. I haven't heard that one before. Can you please, you know, for us layman realty people, backsplash.
Backsplash is typically in like your kitchen, and it's the wall between your countertops and maybe like your upper cabinets. And it's just, it kind of adds a little accent color in your kitchen, or a lot of people do, in their bathrooms as well, between like the vanity and the mirror. They'll have a little backsplash in there. And it could be very similar to like a tiled shower with like subway tile, still kind of like that same look, but it's in your kitchen. Some people will put the backsplash all the way up to their ceiling and cover the entire wall up. I know in my house, again, going back to my plaster walls, my walls are very like chipped up. We painted over it. It's just not a flat wall. So putting the backsplash on can cover up some of those imperfections on your wall.
That's a new thing. I had no idea about this before. So I know some realty family members several hours away. Whenever I visit them, I always make sure to bring up a couple things I learned from you guys. So yeah. Backsplash, I'm going to have to add that to the list.
Absolutely. So yeah, going off of that though, the new thing is putting like a piece of granite slab as your backsplash, and it kind of creates like a marbly looking accent on your wall. So it's kind of cool. It makes it look a little bit more luxury. So it's an easy way to make your home look a little bit more expensive without having to put in too much money into your kitchen. Okay, the next one, we kind of talked about this a little bit. So aside from like a room for your hobbies, this would be a home office. This has been very, very, very popular. A lot of people have even like redone their basements to make it an office. And I believe goes back to the pandemic. A lot of people now work from home and they need that space for an office at their house.
And then if I remember correctly from what I heard from my tax person, that home office you could use for a big tax credit.
Yes, absolutely. So
nice,
you can.
Unintentional benefit.
Yep, you can kind of, I think they go based off like the square footage of the home. Mm-hmm. And they can kind of add that into get a deduction off your taxes. So, but yeah, we are seeing this a lot. I know, especially for myself, I do have an office at my house, and I use it a lot. I love it. It makes me feel like I'm still working even though I'm at home. So, all right, the next one, I had to look this one up and actually Google it, but it's induction cooking. So it's induction cooking is, you might have this in your house. I would still probably call it a stove or a range, but it's basically a stove that's built, the flat top surface is built into your cabinets or like your countertop. So you don't have the actual oven or anything. It's just the flat stove.
Just the top.
Just the top, yep. This is becoming more popular. They said that induction cooking is a method of cooking that uses a copper coil underneath the cooking surface to generate electromagnetic energy. I'm getting very scientific here. And many cities, big cities, Grand Forks is not doing this right now. Hopefully they never do. But many big cities are outlawing natural gas hookups to reduce the fossil fuel emissions. So it's kind of like a climate control type of thing going on. I know a lot of people, a lot of my buyers, they really like the natural gas stoves still, and some prefer electric. But this induction cooking, I guess, is becoming more popular, and more homeowners are putting it in their homes.
That's a completely new one. I had no idea about this being a big trend here, but yeah,
well,
wow.
I know. And a couple weeks ago, I sold a house that this kitchen had one of these stoves in there, but to me it was just a fancy stove. I didn't know that it actually had an actual name for it. So this is induction cooking. And it's supposed to help, this type of stove is supposed to help make cooking a little bit more even as far as like the heat goes, and I guess environmentally friendly. So and the very last one I have here is electric vehicle chargers. I know Grand Forks doesn't have too many electric cars. We do see some driving around, but I know they're a lot bigger in bigger cities down south, everything like that. But I have seen some homes during showings that have those electrical chargers in their garage. So this is becoming more popular as well, just because of the way the world is kind of going more electric. But
I know, yeah. I've seen a couple of the charging stations around town, like by the Best Buy Target area there. Yep. And then I think a couple by the movie theater in East Grand Forks. Yep. And maybe one or two other spots.
Yeah, they're definitely becoming more popular around here. I know I was seeing like down south during the hurricanes and stuff, everyone was charging their cars up before all the rain and water came, because once everything was flooded, they couldn't charge their cars. So I was like, thank goodness that doesn't happen here.
So there you go. Those are 10 ways 10 trends emerging for 2023.
Yes, 10 trends emerging for 2023. I know some of the homes that I've recently been into, they still have all of like the more brassy copper fixtures, pink bathtubs, those colors that a lot of people started steering away from in remodeling. But who knows, maybe they're going to be making a comeback. So
I learned so much. I'm making sure to put a couple of these in the memory banks there to bring up to the family here when I see them this probably upcoming holiday season. So other than the Cushman Classic, big plans this weekend? Going to catch F1 race?
Yeah, I hope so. I definitely enjoy it. Max Verstappen is my guy, and he's doing very well this season. So
give him a shout out for breaking the F1 record for most wins in a row with 10, I believe, a couple weeks ago in Italy.
Yes. Yep.
So, yeah, I'm sure he will continue to kill it this season.
Yeah, but I'll definitely be watching that. And then, I don't know, maybe hit up the farmer's market Saturday morning. That's still going on here for a couple weeks. So get some banana bread.
There you go. Only a few more weeks left. Caitlin Soli, thank you so much. What's the best way for everyone to reach out and contact you?
The best way is by phone. My number is 320-267-6692.
All right, there you go. That concludes today's Friday Berkshire Hathaway podcast. Many thanks once again to Caitlin Soli for joining us in the studio today. Many thanks to producer Paul. We'll be back with your next Berkshire Hathaway podcast this coming Wednesday at 10. Till then, have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you on Wednesday.